Most recently, Minister for National Development, Chi Hong Tak, shared MND addendum to the President Address. So, why is this? Well, addendum to the President Address is a public statement made by the ministry when they unveil more details of their plans for the term of government. In this case, MND will continue to build an enduring city to live, work and play. The Draft Master Plan 2025, developed through the URA, showcase Singapore land use plan and strategy for the next 10 to 15 years. Business knobs and workplace will be revitalized, bringing jobs closer to home. The Northern, Eastern and Western Gateway will grow as important economic knobs, while the city centre will remain a vital destination for businesses, tourism and culture, anchoring Singapore's status as a global hub. The ministry will also keep public housing affordable and accessible through a robust supply of built-to-order flats across different regions, including more with shorter waiting time. That is why I always say HDB what forever. More BTO flats also mean resale price will continue to be supported. I think going forward, very hard to go down. The government will also review the public housing income ceiling and study how to provide more housing options, including for singles, seniors and larger families. In my opinion, don't need to study so much. Just increase the income ceiling from 16,000 to 18,000 respectively for both HDB and EC. Young families should also be given priority for 5-room BTO flats as well as for booking for EC. MND will also maintain a strong supply of land for private housing. This means new homes will continue to achieve record price. As long as there is demand, resale price will also continue to go up. Just like COE, continue to chong ahead. MND will also enhance support for Singaporeans living in older estates by upgrading older towns and homes through the programs like the Home Improvement Program. Then, what about aging flat? The ministry will work out the framework for VER. More VER and no more SIR. This spell only trouble for older flats. Selected private housing estate will also benefit from senior-friendly enhancement under the Estate Upgrading Program. Eligible household with senior living in private property will also get support to install in-home senior-friendly fittings. This is good news for aging private estates. MND will also ensure towns are well-served with recreation amenities. They will build more integrated community hubs. For example, in Toa Payoh and Woodlands, bringing together sport facilities, healthcare and community space in one convenient location. That's all. This is MND Plan Ahead. What else should they be doing? Care to share your viewpoint with me?